Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They plan to be the first day for a new walk-in test site in Pleasant Grove in Dallas. Also, low-income residents can be tested for coronavirus. It didn't happen after thieves broke into the place.
Someone broke into the brand new facility and stole all the testing equipment and supplies, according to officials at Parkland. The testing site at the Salvation Army's Pleasant Grove Corps Community Center is maintained and managed by the hospital. It was set to open for the first time today with the aim of testing those in low-income areas and at most risk. Parkland say they expect the site to open at 7:30 tomorrow morning and go until 5 or when supplies run out. Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, this as Dallas sees yet another day with more than 1,000 cases of coronavirus. Another 1,114 people tested positive, bringing the countywide total to nearly 35,000. Six more people have also died. Three of the victims did not have underlying health conditions. 457 in the county have died in total. County Judge Clay Jenkins reminds people to wear a mask, saying people are much more likely now to come in contact with someone who has the virus than they ever were a few months ago.
Meantime, in Tarrant County, another 322 people tested positive, brings their county total to 18,500. 626 are now being treated in hospitals. Tarrant County didn't have any deaths today. Yesterday, they saw four, brings their total to 272, and Denton County reporting another 113 cases. Denton County now has 4,162.
As coronavirus cases surge here in Texas and in Florida, a survivor of the illness is warning of the long-term effects. KRLD's John Little has the story.
Tommy Shepard grew up in Fort Worth. He lives in Jacksonville, Florida now. He almost died of COVID-19 back in March. He says now he's feeling 90% of his old self.
I function normally. I work and play and exercise. Life is somewhat back to normal.
But there are still some concerns that he'll be getting checked out this summer.
Like a fast heart rate. I continue to use my seasonal asthma medicine, which I typically stop using in April. And I do have what people keep talking about is the brain fog.
While he says most don't get terribly sick with COVID-19, some do, and the effects can last for months. John Little, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
This pandemic's putting a strain on restaurants and shops in Frisco.
Several shops in Frisco have been forced to shut down permanently because of COVID-19. On top of that, Mayor Jeff Cheney says the tourism industry, which Frisco relies on heavily, is being hit hard. But he says the city will recover.
Frisco is known for being very diverse in our economy. And, and so we think we'll rebound pretty quickly. And we're already seeing that optimism in our business community.
Mayor Cheney says his hope is that as the city reopens, tourists and shoppers will come in the fall. As far as the governor's mask order goes, Cheney says people are by and large complying with it. And if people are supportive and kind, he says he believes it will help the community recover quicker. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.